It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Barbie Pink Superyacht sells for $5.8 million. Ken not included.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
And Haven Real Estate. Okie dokie.
Yes, it is news time, Jay, and today I do things a little different because, you know, Halloween's going to be here before you know it. A little more than a week away, excuse me.
Yeah, a week from Thursday, yeah.
Have you bought any candy for the kids for the trick-or-treating?
I don't know if we did or not. I'm not sure.
Well, this is what I need because I have not bought any yet, but I do want to make sure that I have some.
Sure.
So that I'm, you know, on hand.
You don't want to be that guy.
I'm tired of reading all these lists about our favorite candies and all this. You know who I need a list from? Kids.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If you're a kid right now who goes trick-or-treating, could you please call us, 509-441-0999, and just tell me what it is that you want when you go trick-or-treating.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't know that I need to see all these lists. I just need to hear what the kids of our community, our future, what is it that they want in their sack?
It sounded like a... I don't know what that sounded like. Something.
Jay and Kevin Show, hello.
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat? That's your number one?
Yeah.
And did you have any, like, secondary? Like, if I don't get a Kit Kat, I want a...
Reese's.
Okay. Yeah. Kit Kat or Reese's.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Appreciate. How old are you?
9.
Okay, very good. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. All right, Kevin. 9-year-old says Kit Kat and Reese's. You keeping score there? Jane Kevin Show. Hello. What candy would you like for Halloween?
I want to have Feastables and...
Wait, what was it? I'm sorry, I had trouble hearing you.
Feastables?
I don't know what that one is.
I can't hear it.
Was it Feastables?
Oh, Feastables, the Mr. Beast candy.
Oh yeah. Okay. I know what that is. Yes.
You're changing the world, kid. Yeah, that's different. Feastables.
Okay.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Feastables. My God.
I thought he was saying Crustables.
Yeah. Yeah, Feastables.
Mr. Beast candy bar. You know.
It's the milk chocolate one. Yeah.
Internet sensation, and it's supposed to be better for you, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. All right. You're changing the world, kid. Hello, Jay and Kevin Show.
Hi.
What kind of candy would you like for Halloween?
Gummy clusters.
Oh, man.
Gummy clusters.
Gummy clusters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are game changers.
Oh, boy, those are good.
Can you get them in the small bags?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
well, I'll give you, you know what? We'll give you a big bag then.
Fair. Okay, thank you. Appreciate that. By the way, the gummy clusters, I buy them in the 1-pound bag. Dumb idea. Jane, Kevin Show, hello.
Because you go, I won't eat all of them. Yeah,
Kevin,
I will.
So stupid. Hi, Coyote Country.
Hello.
Hi. What do you like for Halloween? What's your candy?
I like Reese's. I like candy corn.
Oh, candy corn. Okay.
Candy corn. Hey. Okay.
Very good. All right. I love it. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
By the way, hey, do you guys have costumes yet?
Oh, you hung up.
Yeah.
Oh, they were gone. Sorry.
Jane, Kevin Show. Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Steve.
Hi.
Steve, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
What kind of candy would you like?
Huh? Hey, Steve?
Yeah, yes.
Who won the jackpot?
Who did win the jackpot?
Scott did. Yes.
Scott won the jackpot. Yes, Scott won the jackpot. $702. We're going to play again at 9:30. Kevin, I'm going to grab one more here. One more. Hi, Jane, Kevin Show.
Hey.
Hi, what kind of candy?
What kind of candy do you want? M&M's.
Oh, yes.
Yummy.
Mm-hmm. An old classic.
Yeah. Okay, be good. Bye. Yeah. Oh, so cute.
Yeah. Very cute. Does everybody do the same thing with the little bag of M&M's? You just open it up and you dump the entire thing in your mouth.
Well, of course. What's the other option?
Yeah. I don't know. Saving them, eating a couple at a time.
I mean, I feel like I would be the person who maybe at one point in my life did that, but you open them, it's the perfect amount in the mouth all at the same time.
It really is. So, it's just great.
Well done for them.
I forget about M&M's. I'm glad that kid reminded me of M&M's.
Yeah, but I forgot about them too. And then we had some leftover candy from like 6 years ago that was certainly expired. And I took the M&M's and I did what you said to do right there.
Yeah.
And as soon as I did it, I was like, I've been missing out on this for years now.
So good. Now, if I go to the store and I'm going to buy candy, there's a good chance I'm going to get peanut butter M&M's.
Okay, yeah.
It was on because my top five those. List.
The M&M's?
Yeah, do you not remember?
Oh, I remember. I don't remember giving you a hard time about M&M's. I mean, yeah, they're boring, and yeah, they've been around forever, and it's not Feastables by Mr. Beast. It's not the, trendy candy, but man, it's good.
Boy, that was like a backhanded compliment if I ever heard one.
Certainly. And it appears, Kevin, that the classics are still the classics. A lot of Reese's, some Kit Kats, only new ones that I mean, candy corn was in there. Gummy clusters.
Some gummy clusters.
That's obviously.
That was, not an old favorite.
Right. That's obviously something new.
So what are you doing with this information?
Then I'm deciding that's the candy I'm going to buy now.
Right.
For real?
Yeah. Why is that hard to believe?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It's 2007, Kevin, I believe it was.
Oh, 2007. Okay, 2007,
yeah, 15
more
years
than
ago.
I was thinking.
2007. I'm trying to think of what song.
Kevin James.
2007. That's a little bit tougher for me.
Beer in Mexico.
It's the hottest couple in country music.
The hottest couple in country music.
Blake and Gwen.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Who's our happy birthday to, Steve?
Oh, boy, hold on.
Tammy Jean?
Yes. Tammy Jean T.J. Combs of Athol.
Okay.
53rd birthday today.
Oh, wow. And somebody called.
Why don't you give her address?
I was going to say.
Too much information, sorry.
I was going to say, that seemed like a lot.
that's what I was told to say.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. You're just following directions.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
So, happy birthday.
And from anybody in particular, a special friend, husband, wife?
From Nancy.
Nancy.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, happy birthday.
I think I got all the information.
Seemed like a lot, but all right.
It's the final story of the day.
Yeah.
Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by the Good Feet Store and Horizon Credit Union, Kevin James.
It's one of my favorite things, but it also is one that I can see how it's frustrating to people. Okay. And that is the goodbye at the airport.
Sure.
A New Zealand airport has stirred up quite a controversy after, in the drop-off zone, they posted a sign that said, maximum hug and goodbye time, 3 minutes.
Hmm.
For fonder farewells, please use the car park.
Oh, wow.
So they were basically asking you, to limit your time there. So if you're going to have a good long goodbye, then just...
Is that what you're talking about? This is a curbside thing? Like you get right there, you drop off at the door, basically? I got you.
Yeah, where we would normally go drop somebody off. And I think we've all done it, right? You get out, they get their suitcase, you give them a big hug, love you, bye, okay.
Right, of course, yes. Let's take a picture if you're my
and
wife.
I think most of us try to move pretty fast, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
But then there's always those who don't, who are like, let's do this.
Part of that depends on the number of people.
Yes, that's true.
Like, I remember after my daughter's wedding, we dropped off, I think there was five of them, I want to say, with my son and his girlfriend, and was it two or three friends? I think three friends. So it was like, there's five of them, and two of us drove to the airport. So that was, like a coin flip at that point. It's like you say goodbye to this one, that one, that one, that one, and that one. And then my wife was on the other side to goodbye to that one, that one, and that one, and that one, and that one. So it took a minute.
Right.
And then we got confused and we hugged each other and then we were like, bye. And then I'm like, wait, we're in the car together. And then.
But it was kind of a nice moment.
It's always.
Yeah.
It is. And it's one of those where you see somebody and they're, you know, doing the goodbye or.
You should ask. You should just sit inside the airport. You view a couple that seems to be, or your family, whatever that seems to be, you know, have an extended goodbye. And then as they come in, they go, hey, what's the story? What's your story with the goodbye? Tell me. How long will you be gone? When will you see them again? What's the relationship? What's happening?
I do like, and this is something that you could actually do and get away with without being, you know, in trouble at the airport. You could go sit at the baggage claim and watch people all day come back and meet some, right? Like, welcome home. And they're like, oh, they're hugging. And then the whole, and I feel like those are such positive stories because they're coming home.
Sure, yeah.
That it would be easy to just go up and say, hey, so what's the deal? And he was like, oh, he was in such and such, or, you know, and now he's home for the first time and he hasn't even seen his baby.
Right, right. Or, you know, like the military family or whatever the welcome back might be.
Yeah, that would definitely be a military welcome back, hopefully. Hopefully it wasn't just a guy who was traveling and then she had a baby.
Right, sure. Yeah. I was thinking that.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
You know, the different tears of joy versus tears of sorrow. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, see, this
I'm always fascinated by the airport and, you know, the interaction of people at the airport.
This is where we differ. You want to do, like, you know, maybe you could do some research. It would be a great book, like you would have, or great videos, right? Where you go, oh, here's so and so, and they're all, you know, crying and but happy tears, and just, you know, the reuniting of people. That would be your quote unquote book. Mine still, I want to do the sit outside a bank of porta potties that are all lined up at Hoop Fest on a 100-degree day and catch people's facial expressions as they walk out.
It's also great. It's also, it's a different kind of tears.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
She got upset last night and threw her applesauce that she was eating.
Uh-oh.
It made a mess. Her dad was very upset and got into it with her. And then she's just finally like, Dad, I have a lot of emotions going on at once.
Wow.
Kevin James.
And I was like, oh my God, girls are different than boys.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey, beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Kevin, do I even want to ask what you're listening to when you're sitting there?
I was looking through some clips of the day.
Ah, okay. I got you.
Coming up at 9:30 today.
Yes, sir. All right. It is beat the show time. Hey.
And something Steve's dad sent me that is inappropriate.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's
what?
Good.
What did he do?
Yep.
Well, see, if he said it's inappropriate, I'm not sure. I'm not sure we can describe it. Hey, Davey.
Hi.
What up? You couldn't see.
Yeah.
No way.
Interesting.
Look at
you. Foggy to Midland.
One, I know all kinds of interesting things.
1 point, Davey.
Yeah.
All right. Well, beat the showtime brought to you by Indaba Coffee Roasters, playing for a $25 gift card to Indaba. So now the category is temperature. What do you, who do you want to challenge, me or Kevin today, Davey?
Oh, I think I'll stick with Kevin.
That's probably a good idea.
Oh, my. All right, Kevin.
Jay reads the temperature every day. He loves weather. He at one point wanted to be a weekend weatherman.
Yeah, let's go.
I don't
know
if that dream's gone away.
Yeah, right, you know, I'm not working the weekends for anybody.
It's fair.
All right, Kevin, get out of here. All right, see you in a minute. Okay, Davey, you got 60 seconds. You got 7 questions. Pass if you get stuck. Let's see how we do.
All right, question number 1. What temperature does water freeze in Fahrenheit?
32 degrees.
Temperature is a song by Sean Paul, one of my jams, who was born in the capital of Jamaica. What is the capital of Jamaica?
Pass.
Who is the chief meteorologist for Good Morning America?
I don't think I've ever watched it pass.
Contestants using the right temperature to make their creations could be important in what Netflix cooking competition show hosted by Mikey Day?
Great British Bake Off.
Colder Weather is a 2010 song from what band's You Get What You Give album? Fahrenheit is used in the U.S., but what is the other or another common temperature measurement used in most countries around the world?
Celsius.
No cheating here. According to my phone, what is the temperature right now?
62.
Okay. All right. We'll see how Kevin does. I don't know how well I would have done on some of those. We'll find out, though.
There were some tough ones in there.
Not important how I would have done. We'll see how Kevin does, because he's the one she's challenging then.
Yeah.
All right, Davey, hold on for 1 minute, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you. Davey's so nice. All right, Kevin? Hello?
Maybe. I am back.
Oh, there he is.
Yes, okay. Hello.
Hi, Kevin. All right, Kevin, the same seven questions in a very, very similar sound.
Do I want to know?
You don't worry about it. Why are you trying to know?
Okay.
Why are you trying to know? Here we go.
Kevin, what temperature does water freeze in Fahrenheit?
32 degrees.
Temperature, it's a song by Sean Paul, good song, who was born in the capital of Jamaica. What is the capital of Jamaica?
Yep.
I think Kingston's the only thing I know.
Okay. Who is the chief meteorologist for Good Morning America?
Ginger Z, maybe?
Contestants using the right temperature to make their creations could be important in what Netflix cooking competition show hosted by Mikey Day?
Cook This Way with Mikey Day.
Colder Weather is a 2010 song from what band's You Get What You Give album?
Zach Brown.
Fahrenheit is used in the U.S., but what is another common or what is the temperature measurement used in most countries around the world?
Celsius.
No cheating. According to my phone, what is the temperature right now?
So close. Yet
sorry,
so
I cannot answer that.
Yeah, you can't give it away. You're too late. All right, let's see how we did.
All right, what is the what temperature does water freeze in Fahrenheit?
Everybody got it.
32 degrees is freezing cold.
1-1.
Oh, nice.
Well, very significant to the show, Steve, prior to your arrival.
Yeah, that's well played.
Thank you.
Temperature, song by Sean Paul, who was born in the capital of Jamaica. What is the capital of Jamaica?
Davey passed. Kevin said Kingston, which I think might be right.
He is right, yeah.
Oh, wow. What a lead. 2-1.
That's the only place I could think of.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. Who is the chief meteorologist for Good Morning America?
Ginger Z for Kevin and a pass for Danny. She said, I don't watch that trash.
Ginger Z is right.
Ginger Z, 3-1.
Contestants using the right temperature to make their creations could be important in what Netflix cooking competition show hosted by Mikey Day?
Davey said the Great British Bake Off, I think. And Kevin said cooking...
I don't know. Cooking My Way with Mikey Day.
Yes, that was a great rhyme. I don't know if it's true. But
I don't know.
Yeah. That is incorrect. Is it cake?
Is it cake? Oh. Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
I do like that show.
I have not.
It's actually pretty entertaining.
I'm usually either watching Top Shelf or Nailed It.
Question number 5. Colder Weather is a 2010 song from what band's You Get What You Give album?
Yes, Zacharias Brown was Kevin's answer. Danny passed.
Yep, looking for Zach Brown Band on
4-1.
That one. 4-1. Fahrenheit is used in the U.S., but what is another?
Celsius, 5-3.
Yep. And no cheating, according to my phone, what is the temperature right now?
Well, I don't know how they would cheat because no one has your phone, but
if they looked at their own phone.
Kevin, do you have Steve's phone?
I do. Nope, this is mine.
Danny, do you have Steve's phone?
No, it's mine.
All right. Danny said 62. Kevin didn't get there for the temperature. It's got to be colder than that. I don't know. What does your phone say? 45-ish?
Mine actually said 40.
40. Wow. Yeah, holy chilly. Kevin got you today, Danny. Sorry about that, but let's see if we can pick a number, and then you can call back and be that number. If not, it's available for everybody. It's $25 to Indaba Coffee Roasters. What number would you like to be?
About five.
Five. Okay, Danny, thank you so much. Good to hear your voice. Thanks for playing, okay?
All right.
See ya. Bye-bye. All right, caller five, 509-441-0999. Everybody's back in for the $25 to Indaba Coffee Roasters. Well done, Kevin.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I just can't imagine being so good at being barefoot that you are golfing.
Kevin James.
I'm doubting walking barefoot gets chicks.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Check out the Coyote Country app. It's there for you. It's free. It's 100% F-R-E-E free. And, you know, then you can take the station with you wherever you are. Sometimes you might be in a situation where the radio's not picking us up because you could be, like, in a building or you could be, you know, too far out of range or something. And that's what the app's for. Perfect. So check it out. It's free. It's
absolutely
easy to download.
Absolutely. Anytime, anywhere. Yeah, as long as you've got, you know, a little connection.
Show stat of the day.
What do you say, stat of the day?
This is a very interesting stat today. 67% of people say they could not tell you the amount in their checking account within $250.
What was the percentage again, Kev?
67%.
Okay, wow.
So pretty high percentage.
Yeah.
Say they would not be able to tell you the amount in their checking account within $250.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, obviously guessing the right amount would be very, very difficult.
Certainly. Yeah, because, you know, stuff comes out randomly that you maybe have auto pay on or whatever.
Sure. Do you think you could... No chance, right, Jay?
No way.
No idea. I mean,
I don't have all the dates memorized of the auto pay stuff, so I don't know, you know, that just came out. Unless I get a notification, then I see it. But if I were just to randomly guess, I don't think I could get
that.
Yeah.
All the auto pays, and then it was like, well, how much did I start with anyways? I don't know.
Yeah, it's so fluid, sometimes it's hard to keep track. Yeah.
I will tell you what helps you on this. When it gets close to zero, you keep an eye on it a little better. I could tell you right now for sure what I was within $250.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
For sure.
Yeah, I see. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Now, I did just see the thing that said Xfinity just came out.
Sure.
Thank you for paying Xfinity. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, well, thank you. You should have said.
So I had to account for that 117 on top of that.
Uh-huh.
I only know because I just put money in my account yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think that helps. Obviously, the more that you're in there or if you are like you're actually paying and as opposed to the auto pay, sometimes I think that would help. Steve, do you have any idea? Would you be able to guess within 200? And can you check because you have it on your phone, I'm assuming?
Oh, I guess I could. Yeah. I don't really know.
Yeah.
I think because of the auto pay.
Yeah, you don't have to say the number, but I want you to
in your mind guess.
Take a guess what it is.
I missed by the way.
Yeah. You don't have to say it out loud.
Yeah, I was a little off.
Did you, Jay?
Yeah, I missed by a little bit. It wasn't a ton, but yeah, I missed by a little.
Right. You were like 28,740.
Right.
And it was a little less.
Yeah. No, it was a little more.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks, bud.
Steve, what you said you already missed?
Oh, yeah.
How much did you miss by, approximately?
Not much.
So you
maybe like 100?
So you missed by like 300.
Then that counts.
300 in total.
Oh.
Yeah, he missed being part of the stat by 100, Kev, not just missing by 100.
He probably didn't account for his last meal at Tomato Street where he bought three meals for himself.
Of them, yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
because
that adds up, Steve.
Yeah.
No, it was worth it.
I love your decision. I love your decision. But
I've never heard
one
that
of those
before.
Where you're like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
I've never heard of it, but I don't. It wasn't one where I was like, what? That's dumb. I was just like, what? Never heard of that. Kind of smart.
What, getting three meals at once?
Buying extra meals.
Buying extra meals. I mean, whether it's three or four, Steve, I don't know where the cutoff would be for too many meals from one place. But
three or four is probably it. Yeah.
But I just never thought of, like, go to whatever restaurant, buy multiple meals from that restaurant, fully knowing that you're going to have you know, either lunch or dinner or both or whatever the case might be for the next day or two. Yeah, I don't mind that at all.
Thank you.
Yeah, that seems to be, I mean, and do you get often a deal based on quantity or no?
Sometimes. Like, I like to order from this Chinese restaurant.
Right.
On Uber Eats.
Okay.
And so if you spend, and I forget what it is, like $30 or something or
okay.
more.
$25 sure, or something. That's what I would have guessed. You get something free.
Yeah. It's like $5 is that off what it is? Or $10 off or something.
Oh, well, that seems like a no-brainer then.
Yeah, or maybe it's, I think it's a little bit more than that, but it's like spend this love, and get whatever off. Yeah.
Yeah. Uber Eats loves to do the, you know, if you spend this much money, you get one free item or you get,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, buy one, get one free of this. You know, they do. They trick you into buying more and more stuff. And you're like, oh. Well,
or are you tricking them?
I didn't know if I needed that. But.
You were going to buy it anyway, and then you get the discount. So in Steve's, he might be tricking them. Way to go, Steve.
Yeah.
That's true.
Stick it to the man.
Old big order Hesky.
He has a Hesky order, that's for sure.
Oh.
Man.
Speaking of Hesky, can I tell you what your father sent me?
I don't know.
Probably
can you?
Not, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Seems like it's iffy, yeah.
Yeah, you said it was dirty? Well, inappropriate?
I didn't say it was dirty. Yeah. I said it was inappropriate, but I'm glad you know your father well.
Well, he does that sometimes.
Yeah, this one would classify, not dirty necessarily, but...
Why does that word sound
so
bad?
Words.
Why does it sound so bad when you say that? Oh, man.
It was a little video put together of Betsy Ross.
Oh, no.
And what it was must have been a POV, a little point of view.
Right.
Betsy Ross making the flag.
Yeah, I was going to say, Betsy flag. Ross isn't the person who made the American flag?
I don't really.
Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
And so it's her sitting there and discussing all the things about the flag. And then it was just.
I see.
I don't. She was saying all sorts of things.
and Steve's dad decided to send that to you.
Yeah.
Was that on purpose?
Out of nowhere.
Huh. Oh, he sent it to me too, apparently.
Huh. I like how Kevin
he knows good radio.
He's in better communication with Kevin than he is with you because you're like screening or blocking or not paying attention to his messages.
No. I didn't realize what it was. He sent it to me earlier, and I said, "Okay, I'll check it out later."
Because
he said, "This is very funny," and then laughing emoji. So I didn't see what it was.
Checking my.
I mean, I didn't get to see all of it after mm-hmm. I heard a couple body parts. I was like, "Oh,
okay,
I'm out.
Okay, yeah,
we're not going to be able to." Because I was.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, I want to hear what Kevin said about the rest of that. Cut out on us. I'm checking my emails now. Nothing from your dad.
No, is he? He might not be friends with you on Facebook, is he?
Oh, it's through Messenger?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't. I haven't checked. Hang on. Let me check my Messenger real quick.
Okay.
I check it with the volume down, clearly.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys are friends. I know he's.
Oh, we're not friends. You just don't worry about it.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay.
Sorry. Tell your dad he can just send me a request if he wants. I don't even think he has to. I think he can just do it. I'm pretty sure I'm public. You know what I mean?